Hi, I'm John Weber, and today we're kicking off the first piano jazz program for 2011 with more performances by the Generations in Jazz celebration at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, one of the most intimate settings that I know of, in the heart of the jazz world, Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City. Leading us into the second century of jazz is a great living treasure, Marian McPartland, the host of Piano Jazz. She's played with everybody from Benny Goodman to Elvis Costello. And right now, let's hear Marian McPartland, along with the other players in her trio, bassist Gary Mazzarappi and drummer Glenn Davis, on a swing take of I'm Old Fashioned. Thank you. Marion McPartland, the creator of Piano Jazz at the Keys, along with Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums, with a performance of I'm Old Fashioned. That tune was written in 1942 by two giants of the American song, Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer. It's amazing that these songs we call standards still have so much to offer today's performers. There's always something new to add to it, but I think it's safe to say we'll be hearing the music of Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer in the 22nd century, don't you? Well, from the 92-year-old Marion McPartland and Company to the 16-year-old Antonio Madruga, he's taking the stage now to perform Charlie Chaplin's Smile.
Thank you.
16-year-old pianist Antonio Madruga performing Smile. You know, it's always been a hallmark of piano jazz to give young up-and-coming performers the chance to express themselves with a solo on the program. And one of the program's great features is the piano duet. It's a real melding of the minds when we have a chance to hear two musicians coming together for a totally unrehearsed performance. So here's Marion McPartland and Antonio Madruga joining forces for a piano duet on the stage at Dizzy's. Thank you. Our youngest pianist on tonight's bill, Antonio Madruga, and the guiding force of piano jazz, Marion McPartland, performing their duet On the Sunny Side of the Street. We'll have more music in just a few moments. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. We just heard Marion McPartland and Antonio Madruga playing together for the very first time. They're followed by two players who share a close history. Pianist Helen Sung is the former student of one of the legends of this music, NEA jazz master Kenny Barron. Here they are, teacher and student, performing an original tune of Kenny's, a samba so new it has no title yet. Thank you. Kenny Barron and Helen Sung performing an original, yet-to-be-titled composition of Kenny's. Now, there's more music on the way in a moment. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, one of the great things about jazz is the freedom to take a single tune almost anywhere. Here's the great Monty Alexander with a solo medley that flows effortlessly, combining standards and his own originals, like Eleuthera and Sweet Lady, to Young at Heart. Monty Alexander, swinging. Wow. On this evening at Dizzy's, I was lucky enough to play the very first song I ever requested of Marion. When I was about 20 years old, I was at Sweet Basil in New York for the first time, and I met Marion and I asked her, "Can you play Ambience?" She said, "You mean Ambience?" And she even said it into the microphone when she announced the tune. She said, "Here's a tune called Ambience, or Ambience, depending on where you're from." Here's my take and her pronunciation of Ambience. That's such a gorgeous piece of music, Marion McPartland's Ambience. You know, that night at Dizzy's, we were also lucky enough to have one of the best voices to emerge in recent years, Catherine Russell. This lady knows standards and then some, like nobody's business. And she's an absolute joy to work with. Here's our take on Just in Time.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. And now you're here, now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way, for love came just in time. You found me just in time, changed my lonely life that lovely day. Oh yeah, just in time, you found me just in time. before you came, my time was running low, low, low. I was lost, losing, dice were tossed, bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. For love came just in time. You found me just in time. Changed my lonely life that lovely day. Before you came, my time was running low, low. I was lost, losing, dice were tossed, bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. And now you're here, now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time. Changed my lonely life that lovely day. You changed my lonely life that lovely day.
Catherine Russell, along with me, John Weber, on the piano doing Just in Time. What a blast that was. We have more music on the way in just a bit. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, we've got just enough time today for one more tune in our celebration of generations in jazz. So let's close with a duet by two talented young brothers, pianist Robert Rodriguez and trumpeter Michael Rodriguez, performing an original, Love Samba. Robert and Michael Rodriguez performing Love Samba. With artists like the Rodriguez brothers, you can be sure that jazz has a bright future. I'm John Weber, and thank you for being with us.
This has been part two of a special three-part series of Piano Jazz with guest host John Weber, recorded with a live audience October 4th, 2010 at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Special thanks to Todd Barkin, Roland Chastain, and the staff at Disney's Club Coca-Cola. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, associate producer Grant Jackson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Rob McComber, mastering engineer David Mitchell, executive producer Elaine Freeman. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.